Hello.
Hello.
I'm Lauren Ball.
Cameo Wynn.
And we are Atypical Design Studio.
Yes.
And this is your weekly dose of design content that you didn't ask for, but you definitely need.
So. Definitely need it. if you didn't ask.
Yeah, right. So this week, wanted to bring up something that is... we use pretty much all the time in shaking our camera in our design projects, and a lot of clients have questions about it, and that is stone and solid surface material versus natural stone. Wanted to talk about I'm like out of breath.
Life, you know.
It's a day. Yeah, take a deep breath.
Hard to catch your breath sometimes.
Wanting to talk about sort of like what your thoughts are on marble versus and man-made versus natural, and when you use it, and what you recommend to clients, and how you use it in your personal life, and etc. and so on and so forth.
Okay, that's a great one.
So that's the topic for the week.
Yes. Okay, well, I think I'll start by just saying, like, whenever I can use natural stone, I do. Yeah. So there's just limitations, right? Like budget, or, you know, how it's going to wear, you know, if you're putting it in a certain type of space, like a kitchen versus a bathroom or an exterior. So I think, like, thinking through all those different things, but, so, you know, the different types, like granite, quartzite, marble, what's the other really pretty one that you can kind of see? Yeah, limestone.
We've got a couple behind us that
we need
to reference.
And just kind of the differences. So, like, you know, the man-made materials, more like quartz or kind of solid surface materials, those typically we use when, you know, you want something in like a commercial space that you don't want to get etching on, or you're thinking about budget. Those tend to typically like be more budget friendly.
Yeah, they're less expensive. They, like, I agree with you. I tend to use marble or natural stone like whenever possible because it's just so much prettier, and it's really cool to have like natural materials from the earth in your house. Like, they definitely have an energy and a presence that it's like, if you've ever walked through a marble yard and seen,
so cool.
Even the stuff that you would like never put in a house, it's like, or like I would never specify, it's amazing to see that this comes from the earth.
From the earth,
it's crazy.
Like the colors and the patterns, it's like, and the mass of all of it. It's just crazy too.
It's like very, I don't know, it's crazy to think about. So there's something really cool and like tactile about having something that's real, that's from the earth. It's obviously not gonna hold up. I think a lot of people are worried about, you know, marble etching. Yes, it etches. Does it stain? Yes, it stains. But this is what I always tell people too, is that marble has been around, and it's been used in building materials for thousands of years.
Yeah.
So it's like some of the oldest buildings known to man are made out of marble, and they're still standing, you know? Yeah. And it's like, yes, they are imperfect, and they wear, and they show age, and they show usage.
But that's what's kind of cool about it, too.
Cool.
Like, the character
and
the variation. Like, you know, sometimes we'll have clients that, you know, are really particular about the veining being consistent all across the board. But I think sometimes it's kind of fun to see, like, those imperfections from the earth.
Absolutely. You know? I'm for that all day long. And if I can lead someone in that direction, that's what I'm going to do. And it tends to be pricier. There's a lot more labor involved. It has to come from, like, a quarry. It is, you know, it's a natural resource, and there is only so much of it. There are certain marbles. I remember, like, years ago, I went on a trip to, like, Cape Cod and Rhode Island, and there's some of those mansions out there, like, the marble that's in there, that's, like, in the fireplaces or inlaid in the flooring, it's like not available. It doesn't exist anymore. It's like,
yeah.
So there is a rarity mm-hmm. to marble that's pretty cool. And yeah. sometimes you can find pieces that you've never seen before. And yeah. it's like, oh, well, sometimes it's almost like a piece of art.
Yeah. Like sometimes I start the design with like mm-hmm. a particular slab that I'm in love with because mm-hmm. it drives the color and the whole palette of mm-hmm. the room mm-hmm. just because it really is like a piece of art.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely we are all for using natural stone when the budget allows.
Yeah. And if you like the natural stone, but you're concerned about etching or staining, mm-hmm. You know, like in a kitchen or something, you cook a lot, you don't want your like lemon and oil. There's other natural stone like quartzite.
Yeah, and people a lot of times get confused between quartzite and quartz. So quartz is man-made. Quartzite, you can remember this because like other minerals and stones end in ite, like tanzanite mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know, there's other ones
yeah.
besides that. But yeah, quartzite, it's like kind of a scientific name. So that means like it's real.
Yeah. Earth.
That's how I remember. but yeah, why is quartzite?
I think it has to do with like the density of it. Like mm-hmm. some stones are softer than yeah. others. And so it's more porous. So it like allows yeah. things to seep in more. Whereas like quartzite is a, I guess just a more dense,
yeah.
less porous type
and
of stone.
And then granite is like even harder. Mm-hmm.
And there's some granites that are cool, but like... but typically I feel like they, you know, you get that sort of like builder grade kind of yeah. 90s.
When they're like granite countertops, mm-hmm. it's like a selling point. It's like,
yeah, every once in a while.
As exciting as you think it is.
Yeah, it's not. They're not as fun, but.
It's like that speckle. Like some of them are cool. Like you can get a granite that's more of like a solid color, like a dark mm-hmm. black. Like I don't know if we have one, but there are some like darker granites that mm-hmm. are cool. Or that don't look as speckly or mm-hmm. shiny.
And if you leather it, that's another like point with stone is that, depending on whether you leather it, which is like a lot of texture, or it's honed, which is kind of a little bit
more
of texture,
matte.
But still matte.
Mm-hmm.
And then polished is obviously, you know,
shiny,
very smooth and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes the look a lot.
It changes the look and it changes the wearability of it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously if it's shiny, it's going to show a lot more imperfection,
mm-hmm. but it also kind of protects it a little mm-hmm. bit more too. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And I think like the other thing to think about with limestone, for example, is that there's a little bit of maintenance there. So, you know, typically with a stone like that, because it is, or soapstone, like it's a little softer, you want to recommend,
like a sealer
like once a year or however often, you know.
And limestone has like creatures in it. limestone has fossils, right?
Isn't sometimes,
it?
Yeah.
Like most of the limestone is like in a layer of the earth that it either has shell, like,
yeah,
or little animals, or little...
I mean, a lot of different stones kind of have that. I think it sort of depends on like where you get it from.
A lot of, and some people, like I've put limestone in homes. And because they have like so much cool stuff in
mm-hmm.
it, like you can
like fossils.
You could, yeah, like little mm-hmm. fossils. And there's also like limestone locally here in Utah because it used to be an ocean here.
Yeah,
that you can find local limestone that has fossils in it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but that's like something to think about. You probably wouldn't want to put limestone on a floor mm-hmm. that has like really heavy traffic if you know are the type of person who's concerned about those imperfections or wanting it to like wear a certain way.
Right. Because yeah, it is gonna wear.
Yeah.
But
I love going to like a restaurant or a bar or something and they have an actual natural marble and it does have all the character to it mm-hmm. because it feels lived in and used
yeah.
and like
it tells
there's
a story
there. Yeah.
Versus yeah. And quartz and solid surface man-made materials can be really cool. They can be super durable. They have gotten way better. They used to do like a weird like print on them to make it look like marble, which just looks so cheesy and cheap. And you know, there's like porcelain tiles that look like marble, and they did not. They look really bad. It's like you're not fooling anybody. But now the technology's gotten better where they actually like mix it in. It's not just like printed. It's not like just an image printed on top.
It looks a lot better than it used to.
It looks a lot better.
You can still tell it's not authentic natural stone, but you know, in a pinch it works.
And they've also got some quartz that looks like concrete, which is kind of cool too. And that's gotten way better because it's got like the little different size kind of stones in it. And so that actually does look pretty cool, and it's way sturdier. Like if you wanted to use it on a countertop, way less maintenance than an actual concrete countertop.
Yeah. And I think like another way to use stone, if you're trying to kind of get creative with it, I guess, is looking for remnants. You know, if you want to make some sort of cool little table, or it's just like a small vanity top, you can always reach out to like your local fabricator or you know, stone yard, because there are a lot of remnants, and a lot of the times they're big enough to do something really cool with. So just a little trick of the trade.
Here in Salt Lake we use European marble a lot. Shout out to Tally, who always pulls through for us.
This is marble.
Yeah, this is a marble top that we got from them that we wanted to. It was just, you know, a piece that was kind of cool, kind of funky. It's got some oranges and some reds, and so they were able to make a top for us out of a remnant. And then I've done that in my house. I did nightstands. I've done like a dining table where it was just like kind of an old basic. You know, nightstand, and then I threw a marble top on it, and it looks really cool.
It's a fun way to kind of like liven up those heirlooms that maybe are not quite your style, but you can like kind of change the top or add to it and make it feel a little more unique or current, I guess. You know, those things that are like a hand-me-down that you're like, I can't give this away, my grandma gave it to me, but it doesn't quite fit. So it's just a lot of fun stuff you can do with stone.
And yeah, coffee tables you can do. What else, what are some other fun things that we've done with marble or stone, I guess, in general?
I mean, something that I really love, obviously this is like on the right project, but you know, an entire shower wall in a marble slab is really cool. We kind of talked about butch book matching at one point.
Yeah, we did that. If you follow us on Instagram, I posted a story about that a couple of days ago about, you know, this one project that had a ton of different marble in it and like how we opted to use it in each space. But yeah, showers are super cool. If it's done correctly, it's amazing. I also think shelving is really cool in marble.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
A lot of times we'll do like a kitchen backsplash or something that then turns into a, like a little shelf that's made out of the same stone material, which is really cool.
Or even like the face of a cabinet. So
it
looks
dope.
Like your drawers are like the whole entire thing is made out of marble instead of having.
I've never done that, but I know. Love to do that.
Call us if you want to do that.
If you want to do a marble kitchen or a marble like cabinet. Like,
yes.
We are so excited.
Stairs.
I just did terrazzo stairs, which is close. It's we did slab terrazzo, and they had to like fabricate them off site.
Or like
and install them. It's
that's
really
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. Or like a basin case trim out of marble, transitions, like there's just so many cool things you can do.
Yeah. And speaking of terrazzo, that's another kind of cool material that's like a
in like a slab form.
Slab form, or you can get it in tile form, and it's basically just like a
another man-made
concrete.
Yeah, it's like a concrete where they put a lot of different rocks or stone
or
in
shells.
And then depending on how big those are, when they grind it down, it gives you the
aggregate that you can
look,
see,
which is really fun. I kind of like these pieces back here, so you can pick different colors and really customize it, which is cool.
Yeah, so those are fun. Yeah, they often come in slab form or in tile form, and come
or even you can pour an entire house,
which we've done before, which is amazing.
Room,
shower,
tub. Yeah,
shower, tub.
Really fun.
Sunken tub. We've done that on a project, and it's amazing.
Marble tub is another thing I would love to do.
Like, I'm doing one right now, actually, on this project that's taken, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
So, who knows how soon it'll be. Shout out to my client. If you watch this, you know who you are. but, yeah, it's a full, like, tub, solid tub made out of marble.
Cool.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So, yeah, lots of possibilities. Mm-hmm. What else are we doing in there that's stone? We're doing some fun things. But it's also, like, super heavy, so that's something that you have to think about.
True. Yeah. Especially if you're using it somewhere, like, on a wall, you know, you need to make sure that you prep for that to carry the weight and the load, or even, like, an island that's on a, you know, not on the ground level. Like, you have to make sure that there's structural support. So those are good things to think about.
I just remembered what we're doing in that same house that we're doing the tub. We're doing, like, a Rick Owens inspired platform bed that's made out of stone. So
that, I'm excited
that's gonna
to
be
see
amazing.
That.
If you've seen the Rick Owens bed, I think his is onyx and it's, like, way crazy. So we're not going that crazy, but it is going to be a platform bed.
That was the stone I was trying to think of earlier, was onyx, because you can also do really cool things with that where it's maybe, like, backlit, which is really pretty too in the right install.
Yeah, I like onyx. Onyx is almost like that, like, you can see through it. It's really, like, it's this, that there, that's kind of like a like, paler, almost like
has some transparency a little bit to
It's like a pastel. It comes in, like, pinks and yellows and oranges. Greens, really cool stuff. But yeah, that is often you see it in, like, a bathroom vanity or something like that. But
floating stone vanities and marble or any kind of stone is really beautiful too. So
yeah,
the sky's the limit.
We love it. We're all for it. Anything else you want to say about that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Other than, yeah, just if you want to just marble up your space,
give us a call. We're here. We're ready. We're excited to work on fun, exciting projects that are, like, you know, maybe doing something that you haven't seen before. And we're always excited to, like, bounce ideas off and try to do something super unique.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's it. Hope you guys have a great day, great week, great weekend.
Thanks for watching, listening.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe to the newsletter and follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And we are always showing new content and projects and stuff like that.
That's right.
The end.
The end.
Bye.
Bye-bye.